Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's talk Nikki Glaser, because I love her, and she's in the news. She's going to be a hostess.
She's going to host the Golden Globes this year, and I think that she'll be quite good at this. She is hilarious on those roasts that they do. She is brutally hilarious on those roasts. She was on the Tom Brady roast, and she has so many stand-up specials. She says she's inspired by Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Ricky Gervais. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. The Golden Globes for the upcoming awards season will be on January the 5th. You may remember that Joe Coy was the host.
Ooh, yeah.
Last year, who I love. I love Joe Coy. But, he got thrown into a no-win situation with that, with just a couple of weeks to prepare.
He was a fish out of the koi pond.
He was a fish out of the koi pond.
You can use that.
I'm definitely stealing that.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. I may call him right now. During the break, I'm going to call him.
Do it. Yeah, I felt sorry for him. I really did. He was out of his element.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a hard thing. Hosting an award show is not an easy thing to do. Not that I've hosted an award show, but some people really do it well, like Amy Poehler, yeah. Tina Fey, and Ricky Gervais. Jimmy Kimmel, I think, is fantastic. Don't even get me started on Billy Crystal, how great he is.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the Johnny Carson, and some people who are fantastic at it, and some people not so good. So I think Nikki Glaser is going to be an excellent choice for this.
What's going on with Megan Thee Stallion?
Megan Thee Stallion may be one of the most popular singers, pop singers, rappers out there right now. Apparently is in a relationship with a Chicago Bull. She accidentally revealed the romance. She posted a video. Nothing ever good comes from posting a video. When you hear those words, posted a video, trouble is going to follow. She did a couples challenge on TikTok. Have you heard of these things?
No.
At all, I guess, where couples go on there and they ask them relationship questions and, you know, things like that. She went on with Torrey Craig of the Chicago Bulls, and among the questions that they answered on this TikTok challenge was, who said I love you first? And both of them pointed at each other.
The Bulls.
Which is very sweet, right?
Yeah.
That's very sweet. But they didn't want anyone to know that they're a thang. So, video's been taken down. We'll keep you posted.
The Bulls.
That's right. That TikTok challenge.
Well, so they're a couple. That's a bull. One of the bears is a Jonathan Owens.
And she's a stallion. So
Simone Biles.
She is the stallion.
And then I was telling Dave Ennett off the air, I'm like, oh, there's a Cubs shortstop, Dansby Swanson, who's really cute. And he goes, yeah, he is married to Mallory Swanson, who's a great soccer player and helped win the gold for the USA. And then I looked at him and I'm like, God, they make a cute couple. I like these people hanging with the athletes. No one's dating a white sock, huh?
I think if you're like super attractive, regardless of your gender, that you should find someone ugly to be with.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's fair for all the good-looking people to be paired up together. Spread the wealth a little bit.
All right. It's good advice from Uncle Dean.
Let's be generous.
All right. Speaking of white socks, there's white T-shirts. Why does Channing Tatum have a lot of white T-shirts?
He revealed in an interview that at one time he bought a full year's worth of white T-shirts because he hates doing laundry. So he would wear a T-shirt, presumably for one day. I hope just one day, because they can get pretty stinky after a little while. Especially when you're in, you know, Magic Mike and you're ripping shirts off and all that. So, but he, instead of laundering his clothes, he would just throw them away. and then go to a brand new one the next day.
Rich people problems.
Yeah.
Disposable T-shirts.
Aren't you, like, when I buy stuff like that, T-shirts, whatever, I wash it first before I wear it anyway. Don't you?
No, not usually, but I know why you should.
Isn't it kind of, like, itchy and...
Yeah, but you know, they make the tagless ones now, so...
Yeah, I was thinking about, like, the chemicals that they put in them and...
Yeah, it's probably better to wash it first.
Yeah.
All right, so new information on this...
The weirdest entertainment segment ever.
I know. This is really, like, it is. So I'm going full-blown newsy now.
Yeah.
This Taylor Swift Vienna concerts, there's more information on this.
This is actually a serious story.
Yeah.
The CIA got involved in trying to figure out what happened with that alleged terror plot that was supposed to take place at Taylor Swift's concerts in Vienna. And they found out about it, and it was all stopped. But they learned that the plot was to take out tens of thousands of people who were attending this concert. The shows were canceled. Three people have been arrested as a result of all this. But the deputy director of the CIA says that this was an ISIS-connected group that just wanted to kill as many people as possible, including many, many Americans. Taylor Swift has been quoted as saying how, you know, she's still traumatized by all this. Who wouldn't be when you hear something like that? But the purpose was just pure terror. You know, pure just killing people. It's terrible news. Good that we know about it, I guess, right?
Yes. And finally, is it a sequel to Beetlejuice or a prequel? What's going on?
I guess I would call it a sequel. You know, the original movie came out in 1988.
I loved that movie.
It was a good movie. Yeah, really fun movie. And now they're going to be releasing the sequel a week from tomorrow, not tomorrow, a week from tomorrow, but many of the originals are back. Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder is back, Catherine O'Hara is back.
Yay.
Tim Burton is directing, and they had the first night of the Venice Film Festival yesterday, and it's one of the biggest film festivals in the world. It's where, like, the biggest movies in the world our first scene. It got a 4-minute standing ovation last night. The entire cast was there. Last week, I was in New York and interviewed the entire cast, including the Italian actress Monica Bellucci. What's that like to step into this? This is such an iconic movie, iconic lines, iconic characters, and now you play a pivotal role in the middle of all of this.
Oh, thank you. I have to say that I was very happy when Tim told me there is a key role in this movie for which I thought about you, so I was very happy to accept it and to play it, this creature, Dolores. She's a soul-sucking demon in the afterlife, and while Beetlejuice hunts everybody, she hunts him, and she's the bride of Beetlejuice, and they had a short and intense love story that ended very badly in death, actually. But she's strong, and she's coming back, and she's very dangerous.
I love her accent.
Oh, my God. She does not scare me when she says soul-sucking demon. It's so sexy.
It's so cute.
I must say arrivederci to you right now, Dino.
I have to go get the coffee cake now.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.